I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The UN's top court demands that Israel do everything it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in Gaza. However, the International Court of Justice did not indicate if genocide had already taken place or demand a halt to Israeli military action. Fighting intensified and broadened in scope over the last 2 weeks, raising the specter of regional war. The conflict is a complex web of multi-layered motives. Trey Hulsey, a consultant for Middle East Ministry, says,
if you list the big players, Israel, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, all of them are going to do what they view as best for themselves first, and then it may line up with what their quote-unquote allies want or don't want.
No matter what happens next, the best thing you can do is pray. And imagine explaining salvation to someone who has never experienced gifts. That's the situation Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon faced with some Syrian refugee students when teaching about God sending Jesus to Earth. She was told that gifts and big celebrations are just not part of their culture. This makes it difficult to understand the gift of God's grace.
We have hope in us and we have celebration in us, and we cannot depend on situation. It's not because the situation is all good, because everything is working perfectly, now we can celebrate. No, we celebrate just because he's born, and not just because we're happy that we have Christ who came to dwell with us. He's Emmanuel. He's with us. So we celebrate.
Pray that God would open these children's hearts to understand the true gift of salvation through Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.